That's Teddy Swims, Lose Control on Hits 96. Just a few moments ago, we heard Am I an Animal from Lilac Line, who is joining me in studio right now. We're getting ready for the Galentine's Day event coming up on February 12th. The free show. Knox is the headliner. You guys will be opening up, and we're doing an acoustic show. We kind of talked about that before, and we were kind of talking during the music break here in the commercials. So acoustic's really nothing new to you, but it's a little bit more of an adventure, put it that way. So what can we expect when it comes to the Galentine's Day set list? I want you guys to play some originals, which I'm sure you will, but are there covers involved when you do an acoustic set? What does Lilac Line do when they have to play acoustic?
We try to strip stuff down as much as possible. But again, you know, we're heavy electric guitar and very rock based. you know, it's a little difficult, but we have stripped these songs down quite a bit. Maybe slow some tempos down, but then also throw a couple maybe acoustic kind of covers in there. It's definitely fun, maybe a little happier than our typical set. But
that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. You guys, I mean, like, it's just because it's an acoustic set doesn't mean it has to be always, I don't know, corny. It doesn't have to be.
For sure. You guys
can have some fun with that, and the crowd's going to be into it. Knox obviously does. He wanted this. So we're making him happy for it. And to fit the final set, I think it's going to be a great thing. Free show. So everybody come on out. All ages, by the way. Barrel House Ballroom. I suggest you get there early because eventually they will have to turn people away if we pack that place. And we're thinking we might be able to do that. So make sure that you come on out. But we're giving away a 65-inch television. We're giving away tickets to see Lainey live in Nashville, which is pretty awesome. Other concert tickets. Of course, lots of Hits 96 swag and fun goodies for everybody. So come on out for that show. Now, you guys have done, we were talking a little bit, different types of shows. This might be a little bit one of those adventures that maybe you talk about after it's all said and done. But there was something about you guys have actually done a wedding show before. You don't have to give the full story because some of it probably isn't allowed on the radio. but talk about the experiences. What kind of different shows, if the wedding show is one that has kind of comes to mind, talking the history of Lilac Line so far over the couple of years?
Yeah, there's a reason why we have only done one of them.
Fair.
That was a several hour drive away. But it was just a rather strenuous process. Just getting there on time, then it seemed like we had to get set up super fast, and then you're having to play for, you know, 3 or 4 hours and it's all covers. So they're not your, you know, original songs that you have already learned by heart. So you got to go based off of memory, and you got to prepare for usually a couple months. The one that we did, it ended up being fun. Everyone said that they had a good time. But it was just, the setup was weird. Like, two of us were on the ground. Two of us were on this balcony. Like, we weren't even standing next to each other, so it was hard to communicate, and we just kind of had to throw this whole set together.
At the end of the day, was the bride happy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's really all that matters. At the end of the day, as long as the bride is happy, then it's an okay day, and you guys deserve the paycheck you got that I hope you got.
Yeah.
I don't think we'd be opposed to doing it again. It would just have to be for the right amount.
The right.
To say the least.
Yes. Yes. So you hear that? If you're looking for a wedding band, you can look at Lilac Line, but it has to be for the right amounts. Their latest album is out. You can get it on Spotify, wherever you find your music. What's the website that people can go to find more about Lilac Line?
We have our own website, lilacline.com. Yep. But then also we're posting on social medias, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, everything. We got shops. We got merch, everything.
Yeah. So make sure you follow them on social media. We're linked up as well, of course, at Hits 96 Radio. We're going to play one more song. Two more songs. We've got one more coming up, though. It's The Man from you guys. What should we know about this song?
So another song based off of this idea of me self-reflecting on kind of how terrible of a person I am. And the line in the chorus that ends the chorus is, I'm not the man I ought to be. Mm-hmm. And so it's a reflection at, I know where I should stand and how I've been raised to behave and how society has expected me to behave, and I haven't behaved the way that I should have.
All right, we're going to play The Man right now, and then when we get back, we're going to play one quick little game. We call it the Satchel of Questions for Lilac Line. They're each going to pick a random question, and we'll have to open up a little bit here on Hits 96. Okay, so that's coming up. Here's Lilac Line's The Man on Hits.